My name is Paul Zweis. I'm the product manager for Voice over IP in the mobility and embedded devices division. And what you see here is a few really cool Voice over IP phones and other devices. The way Microsoft looks at VoIP, it's really a horizontal platform, meaning Voice over IP can be found and be added to any device connected to an IP network. That could be a phone, that could be a web tablet, that could be a handheld, that could be a pocket PC or a smartphone, that could be a set-top box or a gateway. So VoIP is really a horizontal platform that can be added to any device connected to an IP network. More importantly, VoIP is just sort of the first step in what we are trying to achieve. There is a term called SOIP. SOIP means or stands for Services over IP, and it's sort of the next step in the evolution from VoIP to SOIP. SOIP includes things like Exchange integration, SharePoint, CRM, and lots of other applications which you combine with the voice service so that you really have a voice data experience, and I'll show you afterwards a few scenarios.
Okay, but don't I already get data connectivity to devices that are already on IP? So how does SOIP differ from that?
Absolutely, and by the way, you can have the same experience on the PC, but what we're trying to do with SOIP is really combining them in a fashion so that voice communication is well integrated with data communication. Give you an example. Here on this phone, wouldn't it be very cool if when I get a call from one of my customers, before I pick up the phone, it would show me on my screen information about the customer. For example, what kind of discount rates I've given to this customer, his history, purchasing history, the amount he has purchased, and the average price I've given to him. And then when I pick up the phone, I already have this information available, and based on this information, can have an intelligent conversation. So SOIP is really combining this in real time, video, voice, and data application. Whereas before, this was kind of kept separate in different areas, and voice on one side, and then once you have finished your voice communication, you went into the data communication. SOIP is really bringing these applications together.
So is Voice over IP primarily designed for the enterprise, or are we starting to now see Voice over IP in the home as well?
That's a good question. For Microsoft, we really target both markets, because Voice over IP and SOIP, so Services over IP, are for both markets. You will find them in enterprises, you will find them for end users. And in both cases, there are different scenarios and different benefits. In the enterprise, obviously the benefit is productivity gains, also a reduction of cost in terms of deploying these devices and managing devices. For example, this phone, you can remotely manage and update applications and images so that a technician of the IT department doesn't have to come out and fix my phone, but can do this remotely and so this way save a lot of money. At home, the same. You can use this Voice over IP or SOIP devices at home as well, whether that's it via TV, via set-top box, or in the shape and form of a phone. So we kind of like look at this as an overall market, and it's applicable for Voice over IP. Voice over IP is applicable for the enterprise as well as the consumer market.